This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. The Earth-Moon system. Right now, it's a contest between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party. However, there are unknowns in the United States that have reason to be doubted. One of them is Blue Origin. However, Bob is a Blue Origin story that sounds upbeat. Blue Origin's rescuing a NASA child that's been abandoned. What is it, Bob? What is Blue Origin rescuing?
All right. So a few years ago, NASA started building a rover called Viper. This is to look at resources on the moon. It was supposed to go to the South Pole. It originally had a budget of about $250 million. As NASA is wont to do these days, that budget ballooned to more than $600 million, almost more than twice as much. And at that point, it wasn't even enough to complete the rover. So NASA canceled it. For a while, they were soliciting proposals from the private sector to see if those private companies could complete Viper and send it to the moon. But then in May, it canceled that solicitation. So as far as I could tell, Viper was dead. However, it is mostly built, and it's sitting in NASA warehouses unfinished. And so last week, NASA announced it has given Blue Origin a contract to use its Blue Moon lunar lander. This is its unmanned version of its bigger manned lander. Its Blue Moon lunar lander to transport Viper rover to the South Pole region of the moon. The contract is worth $190 million, which is a lot more than a normal launch would be. It's not even having to do with the launches, it's to do with the lander. So the question I have is, I don't know, is Blue Origin going to finish building the rover and then launch it? The contract itself has contingencies along the way. First of all, Blue Origin has got to successfully complete its first lunar lander mission to the moon, scheduled for later this year with Blue Moon. That's got to happen first and be successful. And then along the way, NASA's got to decide whether it wants to continue to spend the money to build it and finish the rover. But if everything goes well, Viper will go to the moon on Blue Origin. It's a Blue Moon. Viper will have to wait and see, John.
And Bob, my doubts about Blue Origin have to do with the pace there.
Yes.
And whether they can provide the energy that's necessary. They're in competition for the moon landing at some point. What part are they competing?
Yeah, I mean, we have multiple companies building unmanned lunar landers. Firefly is the only one so far that's been successful. Both Intuitive Machines and Astrobotics have failed. So Blue Origin trying this, they have to prove they can do it. And you're right, their pace of operations is incredibly slow. They get these kind of contracts, but they've yet to actually do anything. They've gotten one launch of their New Glenn rocket, orbital rocket, but just one. And that was in January. And we're now in September, and they still haven't launched again. They're supposed to launch very soon, we should hope.
And again, I raise the possibility this is a company that lives on philanthropy, not on profit-making. And therefore, that might explain the, not casual, but another time zone approach to getting to the moon. We have now a famous story, Akatsuki. What is that, Bob?
Yes, I want to honor this. This is a Japanese probe that orbited Venus. Akatsuki was launched in 2010 with the intention of going into orbit around Venus in 2000. Sorry, it was launched, yes, to get into orbit in 2010, about a few months later after it was launched. But the first time it passed by Venus, its main engine failed to fly for fire, and it went into solar orbit. When it came around again in 2011, they tried again, and the engine didn't fire, and so it was still stuck in solar orbit. Engineers in Japan then improvised, and after orbiting the sun for several years, when it came back to Venus again in 2015, they got it into Venus orbit using only its attitude thrusters, since the main engine was not reliable. And it got into Venus orbit, and then for the next 9 years, it produced data. Especially through 2018, it produced good data about the atmosphere of Venus. In 2024, they lost contact with it finally. And so this week, Japan announced that it's closed down the mission entirely after spending more than a year trying to regain communications. They decided that was not going to happen, so they've closed the mission down. I just want to honor this mission because it was a challenge to get it into orbit, and they improvised the man and succeeded, and therefore they were able to get data from this satellite that might not have been otherwise.
Bob, we have 30 seconds. What's going on with Saturn? It's completely nuts.
Yes. So using the Webb Space Telescope's infrared capability, scientists have detected some very large, inexplicable atmospheric structures related to its North Pole aurora. These are like patches of darkness and then arms of material. And they really don't understand it at all, but there it is. This is Saturn, John.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, Space Engineering and Space Exploration.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,